Hi, MWTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
Gary Gensling, Executive Director of the National Symphony Orchestra.
And we are talking because you guys are doing a very cool, feel-good, heartwarming thing called the Lullaby Hour, partnering with Children's National Hospital. Explain how the idea for the Lullaby Hour came about. You know, I know you guys have, you know, worked with local hospitals for like the In Your Neighborhood series we covered a couple months ago at the beginning of the pandemic. But how'd the idea to do this for the kids, a Lullaby Hour, come about?
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for sharing this story. You know, the National Symphony has long had a program we call Sound Health, which really kind of explores the connections between music and wellness, and especially during this past year of not being able to perform. We've been working with our partners to find ways to use music to just shine some light in people's lives. And we've had a longtime partnership collaboration with Children's National Hospital. And so what we thought we would do would be just invite the music community from around the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area to record performances of lullabies and meditative pieces and share them with Children's National. And so the hospital is sharing them with their families and who are in the hospital, families whose lives have been disrupted, routines disrupted, even in normal times, but of course during the pandemic, even more difficult. And so just sharing some calming, soothing music with people whose lives and families whose lives have been disrupted. And it's a really powerful way to use music to bring some positivity into people's lives.
For sure. Expound upon that a little more. Why are routines so important for kids? And obviously the, you know, we all know about the idea of parents reading to their kids at night or singing lullabies, but why is that such a soothing thing? And especially for these kids that, gosh, they're going through these, you know, really trying, heartbreaking, you know, illnesses at Children's National Hospital. What's your goal of, you know, hopefully they stream your series and, you know, but maybe puts a smile on their face or gives them a sense of a routine or, you know, explain why it's important to their routine.
Look, we at the National Symphony, we are trying to find ways that music can have a positive, powerful impact on people's lives. And so we've done that through our collaborations with partners like Children's National in a number of different ways. Back in the fall, back at the onset of the pandemic, we were sending small groups out to hospitals just to play outside and share some music as part of our In Your Neighborhood program. And we certainly understand the trauma and challenges that families are having their lives disrupted. And so this is just our small way of kind of taking what we do, which is create music and sharing with people and hopefully just giving them those moments of respite and in the midst of some of the really difficult and often unspeakable challenges that they're facing.
It's such a great idea. All right, explain exactly how it works. So it's available for the kids and their parents to stream, you know, when? It's like every Wednesday, but explain what time and where, what platform they watch on and that kind of thing.
Sure. So we've put out a call and have gotten you know, over 20 submissions from musicians around the DMV area. We're sharing the recordings with Children's National, and every Wednesday evening they are broadcasting these recordings directly into the rooms of the young patients and their families. And I should say that we are getting just a wide range of submissions that range from, of course, Beethoven, from National Symphony musicians, to music by Woody Guthrie and Irish ballads, and a number of musicians have created original works that they're sharing. And we've had a number of musician families, parents and children performing and recording together. So that's another wonderful outlet as well. And so a wide range of music and being shared every Wednesday evening through Children's National.
Great. So it sounds like a mix of, you know, professional, really esteemed NSO musicians, and then also just local volunteers who want to help out. If some of our listeners want to participate, what guidelines do you have in terms of length or content for the types of videos they should submit?
Thank you. Absolutely. The videos are typically between like 2 and 5 minutes long. And I will say you can visit the NSO's Facebook page and our homepage. And learn more. We're still taking submissions. It's a rolling deadline. So any musicians out there who want to volunteer and share materials, just visit our pages online. And you can learn more about how to submit.
Yeah, I think I'm reading that the submissions need to be 2 to 5 minutes long, appropriate for kids 0 to 18, can be original or existing. You encourage different languages and cultural backgrounds. So yeah, all the guidelines are online if you want to see it. And then you mentioned that it's a rolling deadline. So I assume that means the April submissions are already set because the deadline was March 15th. But if they want to submit, when do they get the next round in by?
You know, we're looking at it on a rolling basis, and I know Children's is working with us on a month-to-month basis. So submissions are definitely still open, and as they come in, we'll work on slotting them in as soon as we can.
All right, tell me about Appalachia Waltz that was recorded by NSO musician Heather Green and her daughter. You mentioned that in the press release, but what made that one so cool?
Yeah, Heather is a fantastic violinist in the National Symphony, and so she and her daughter got together, and that's one of the ones that we've shared publicly on our social media, so you can go hear Heather and her daughter playing together, and that's just a great example of the kind of music and kind of material that we're sharing with the families.
Awesome. Speaking of the families, have you gotten any feedback from any of them from the previous, you know, lullaby hours you've done? Have any of the parents said, oh my God, thank you for doing this? Or the kids like, wow, that really made my day. You know, have you heard any positive feedback?
You know, Jason, I'll say, since it's still fairly new that we've been sharing, we haven't heard the feedback yet, but we know that Children's National has started this, and we're hoping to hear from them. And I don't know if you're speaking with them as well, but we hope to get some feedback soon.
Great. So it'll be streaming on the hospital's own internal media platform. It's called Seacrest Studios, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I believe it runs March through May. Can the public watch? Let you know if our listeners hear this, and they obviously will, they'll all love the altruism and the idea of it, but could they actually, is there a way for the people to watch it too in the public?
Yeah, these are being shared specifically for the patients and families through Children's National. I will say that the NSO shares a whole lot of musical content on our social channels, and so you can certainly check online and hear the wide range of music that our musicians are generating during this time when we all can't be together at the Kennedy Center.
For sure. For instance, the aforementioned Appalachia Waltz by NSO's Heather Green and her daughter, that you guys posted that on your Facebook page. So there are some that you'll be able to watch publicly on social media channels. But the really cool thing is that it's going straight to the hospital's internal platform, that, you know, it's going straight to the kids and their family. So it's extra intimate and special, I think. All right, cool. Speaking of the NSO, you know, while we have you on here, I know you guys just kicked off a series of four concerts for your digital, what is it, the Kennedy Center's Digital Stage Plus platform. It started last Friday with the NSO music director coming back involved. Explain what that's about.
We were so happy to welcome back the NSO's music director, John Andrea Nozeda, who it is a full year since he was last here with the NSO at the Kennedy Center, a year since he's been in Washington, and he was finally able to come back, and we got a small group of about 30 or 40 players, taking into account all sorts of protocols to keep our musicians safe. And we did record a series of four programs. The first one has already been released to the public and is available this month. And the remaining programs will be released first through our Digital Stage Plus channel. That's to all Kennedy Center patrons, donors, and subscribers. And then they'll be released to the general public as well. So it's a chance for people to slowly experience the NSO as we come back. And it was, I know, really a powerful moment for all of us to come together and make music together after a long time not being able to do so.
And how do you sign up for that digital stuff? Take that back, because I'm stepping on my own words. It'd be nice if I could talk. All right. How do you sign up for the Kennedy Center's Digital Stage Plus platform? Is it a subscription fee, or how does that work?
The Digital Stage Plus is available to all Kennedy Center subscribers and donors. You just have to make a donation of $75 on the Kennedy Center's website, and you'll get access to all the amazing content that's being released and continues to be released through Digital Stage Plus.
Awesome. I guess sort of in closing, I always like to end with sort of like a call to action where you can speak directly to our listeners, like, you know, be like, hey guys, come on out, or not come out, but it'd be really nice if you could sit down and record a video, like give them like their marching orders.
Well, look, the whole purpose of Lullaby Hour was for the NSO to, in some ways, kind of crowdsource across our community and say, we all want to come together and just ask people to volunteer and create music to share with families who are struggling and families who are dealing with illnesses through Children's National Hospital. So we're grateful to all the musicians who have contributed. We're grateful to Children's National for collaborating with us on this effort. And this is just one small way that the NSO is trying to use music to brighten people's days during a difficult year.
Awesome. Well, it's a great idea. And yeah, hopefully it does brighten plenty of kids and their parents. Hopefully it brightens their day. Again, everybody, it's called the Lullaby Hour, presented by the National Symphony Orchestra, partnering with the Children's National Hospital. Check it out. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. This month through May. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks so much to you as well.